Wholeness and balanced vibrations, everybody. This is Ebony's Bones. I'm your host, Ebony Johnson, alongside our co-host, Professor AJ Lowe.
Woo, woo.
And today's show is COVID Mad.
Yes.
And it just came about last night because we were going to discuss something else. However, Professor AJ made a post that he is not going to hang around anyone who is not vaccinated until this virus, or at least the pandemic, is over. And he got a flurry of comments, like a comment a minute for an hour straight.
Oh, yeah.
It dipped a little bit, but he still kept getting comments and maybe still is till now.
Oh, yeah. We're almost at 200.
And so, okay. And first start off where you were, not that you need to explain or defend your position, but just because we're going to have a conversation about this, why you said what you said.
So, I said what I said primarily because I had a little situation where I possibly could have been exposed to COVID by somebody who, you know, and I respect why they're not vaccinated. I just had to, you know, make a decision, make a personal choice. And it's not because of it's not malicious. It's not personal. I'm not doing it because of personal. It's not a personal thing. It's a personal choice. You know, so I decided to make this little post. Like I said, I came to that conclusion primarily because I possibly could have been exposed. And, you know, I had to think about the fact that I might not have seen my nephew or got to hang out with my nephew today or get to hang out with my parents. I hadn't seen my parents in almost 2 weeks. So the thought of not being able to see my parents and my family was kind of upsetting, you know. And again, like I said, this wasn't a malicious choice against anybody. It was just a personal choice. Like other people make personal choices. And the situation got completely out of hand.
So some people were all right with it and said they understood your point. Some people came for you and said that they talked about your level of intellect and why you even believe the hype with the government. And so, you know, everybody is reading their own news and believing what they believe and following their own best judgment. And so it is what it is for folks. Some people did bring up, too, that no matter whether a person is vaccinated or not, it can still be passed back and forth. So that was some people's bigger concern as well.
I get that. You know what? So this is, last night I was trying to take the high road. Tonight I don't think I'm going to be that professional. I mean, I will be professional because I am on the radio, but as far as like taking the high road and not really, you know, going back and forth, like that's not happening tonight. I kind of felt attacked last night, you know, so before I trimmed down my Facebook following or my Facebook friends list, I wanted to go ahead and throw that out there. And I really hope that the people who was on last night are listening.
That's the part, the friend part, and the feeling attack part that I want you to speak on, if you don't mind, a little bit more of. You said that it brought you to the point of questioning whether or not you were still going to be friends with some people. And you and I, in a conversation with another friend, started talking about how this is becoming similar to when people started saying they just can't be friends with people who support Donald Trump because they felt as though that was just too much against what they stood for, and that's, they don't want to be friends with somebody who supports Donald Trump and from their view. And with this vaccination situation and with COVID-19, and as they call it in the streets, Omarion, going on, people are starting to, you know, get concerned with the continued nature of the virus and, you know, starting to question the future and, you know, and how we're going to be with viruses going forward. But I say all that and I digress and want to get back to asking you initially what your thoughts are around changing friends because of their response to you deciding not to hang around unvaccinated people.
Well, first off, I didn't understand what the whole blowback was about. Again, right? We making personal choices, right? And I never questioned anybody's personal choice for why they will or will not take the vaccine. I actually just made a personal choice and then decided to make that personal choice, you know, publicly known, right? The thing that kind of got me is people were like the name calling, right? Like, I don't have intelligence, right? Like, I am, I remember I was called an agent of propaganda, saying that I believe in propaganda, right? I'm not.
Talk about the somebody told you about speaking about the propaganda, and they also started referring to the Tuskegee experiment, and they said that the government injected black people with syphilis, but you were saying it was a placebo and they just didn't treat black.
Correct. So, but that wasn't last night. That was last week when I was having a conversation with my cousin, and we were talking about the whole situation that was happening with the syphilis experiment, or the Tuskegee experiment, having to do with syphilis in the late 1920s all the way up until just about the 70s, right? The thing about it was I'm just going to take the gloves off, right? We have a whole lot of people in the United States that think that they are smarter than what they really are, right? When it comes to history, being a historian, I hear it all the time. And the whole thing about it was, okay, well, you know, the government was injecting these people with syphilis, which wasn't true. They just weren't treating them. They were giving them placebo pills. And the issue was, is that the United States had already had a cure for syphilis by the Second World War, which comes about literally within 10 years of the experiment. So literally by the late 1930s, there was already a cure for syphilis known as penicillin. But the issue with the Tuskegee experiment was the doctors knew about penicillin and refused to treat those black men with syphilis. Instead, they wanted to see what syphilis did to the black body. So what happens was they set up a medical quarantine in Tuskegee, not allowing those black people to go to other counties and other health departments and get that syphilis or the penicillin shot, which cures syphilis. That was the main issue, is that the public health service did not allow for these young black men to get treated for syphilis, and they end up dying and going crazy, right? Some of them are killing themselves because of the way syphilis does the body. And the whole thing was the public health service wanted to see what the difference between syphilis in the white body and syphilis in the black body, what it would do, right? Based off of racism, as if black people and white people are not the same because we're all humans, right? The issue is that most Americans, especially black Americans, think, well, I'm black, so I automatically know black history, right? That's what the issue. And a lot of the problem is, especially in regards to this COVID vaccine or the COVID situation, being compared to the Tuskegee experiment, it just doesn't make any sense, right? Primarily because the COVID vaccine was being swallowed up by white Americans. It was the black people that were not, understandably, not into the vaccine. I get that, right? But at the same time, comparing it to the Tuskegee experiment is a false equivalency, right? So that was what the whole situation, the whole conversation came from a couple of weeks ago, right? Now, there's a couple of other situations that had they had been thrown out there that possibly could be equated to the COVID vaccine. The only difference is with the Tuskegee experiment, you don't see white people banging down the doors to get a vaccine. You don't see them trying to participate, right? Which with the COVID vaccine, what I noticed is that when they were giving out the vaccine for elderly people, it was young white people that were cutting the line, which automatically had my ears sticking up like, well, there's something to this, right? So, again, I think that the whole Tuskegee argument is a false equivalent, but that's if you understand history. And we already know that most Americans don't understand history, right? So I don't equate those two. I just think I'm glad that we addressed it, right? What I take issue with is that people want others to respect their personal choice, right? But when that personal choice is not something that they would do, then the attack comes, right? So that's where I take issue, right? Especially from people who don't even read. Let's talk
about people who don't even read, because you know something that we have brought up often this year on this show is as soon after we watch The Social Dilemma and we start seeing its effects in a lot of scenarios, in particular with this case, you can see it. There are people who are reading. Now, what they're reading versus what you are reading and how they are interpreting versus how you are interpreting is two different things.
Well, the question is, what do people consider factual information? Like, are we looking at statistics? Because when we have this COVID conversation...
But we do... Okay, before you say that, I do need to acknowledge that we both know that the government has lied to its citizens.
Understood.
That there are certain things that are cures... There are cures for other diseases that people have found in other countries and even in this country, but they're not promoted.
No, I get
there
are, that.
There is a lot of lying that has taken place.
No, I get that. And I get being apprehensive to it. But again, one of the things that I've spoke to, not just you, but other people who are apprehensive about... the vaccine is that I'm not listening to the government, I'm listening to the science. Right? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, you've
okay,
said that.
All right, I mean,
even saying that, Professor AJ, there's the science, the same scientists that'll tell you, oh, this is okay for you and eat like this. And there's factual information about how there were white farmers who were in the beef industry pushed for the American Heart Association and other organizations to say that, you know, you'll get your protein and all this stuff from meat, and downplayed what you get actually from plants. So there's a lot of information that has been propagandized around health.
I get that.
I just want to, it's important to acknowledge that, people's concerns or apprehensions, et cetera, are not coming from nowhere.
I get that. Well, some people's are coming from nowhere, right? Saying that, you know, they're going to put a microchip in me as if our cell phones are not tracking us 24/7. That's pulling that out of nowhere. We can't agree on that.
Well, I know someone who said, well, even if they do, they said that same thing, and she's a millennial, and she said, even if they are, even if it is a microchip, they tracking me on my cell phone anyway. So not that you deliberately want one, but... unknowingly, but
they are tracking you in your cell phone. So the idea is, I mean, can you and I agree that the idea of tracking somebody with the microchip is completely unnecessary when people voluntarily carry around cell phones and voluntarily get on social media and post everything that they do? Why do I need to track you when you are voluntarily providing the information? Can we agree on that?
We can, but it's not necessary. I think that's the crux of this conversation for me. It isn't necessary that we agree. We have different points of views because we're different. And yes, I'm not going to an extreme and saying some things are just actual facts. But in this scenario, there are even doctors that are debating what those facts are. And how effective vaccines are. I also think that our understanding of what a vaccine is and what it can and cannot do. I did see a person post and say, seatbelts are not necessarily going to prevent people from accidents or dying or whatever, but they are there to help you in the event of an accident. And so they equated the vaccine to that way. Like, they were upset with people keep saying, well, what's the point if you're going to get it anyway? And I have to say, I initially thought that as well. I, however, do still yield to each individual's choice on how they want to boost their own immune system.
Absolutely.
You can't, there's more than one way to do everything.
100%.
That's the propaganda, making it seem as if the only way that you can boost your immune system and take care of your body is if you use a medical drug or a vaccine. Then now that is just not true.
I didn't. Oh yeah,
I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just saying that's the propaganda that I don't.
I didn't. I'm not. I am saying that as a personal choice. I don't. I'm not. I am not a doctor. Right. I don't have any degrees in medicine. None. Right. I don't have any degrees in pandemic science or none of that. I don't have degrees
virology.
In
virology. Right. Is it called virology?
I guess.
Whatever the name, the term.
Right. I don't have
like
a degree in that. Right. So I stay in my lane. But what I find out is that a lot of people like to swerve. A lot of people like to swerve and get in lanes that they ain't even they don't have no business getting into. Right.
Here's the challenge, though, because there are many scenarios where in people, heck, we had a show on that earlier, was it earlier this year, about the injustice in the medical system, where many doctors have told black women certain things about having babies, and when they need C-sections or all, they don't need fibroids treated or this, is that, and the other, and that stuff just isn't true. And so people have sought out more holistic ways to take care of themselves, and I'm for that don't have negative side effects.
I
really am for that.
Again, like I said, this is a personal choice that people are making. If you want to make that choice, that's fine, right? But at the same time, like what I find fascinating, like I said, is, you know, the lack of respect for other people's right to choose, because that's what I end up coming away with. Is everybody was like, well, why are you doing this? I want to hear an explanation. Why are you not? And what's so fascinating is that the majority, a lot of the people, I don't even know personally.
Well, there you go with having a face. That's why people call them Facebook friends,
right?
And but it, now I will ask you: has this caused you to reconsider your engagement with friend requests and whatnot, and
absolutely.
People you engage with on Facebook?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it was a family member that had to remind me that, you know, you need to thin out your Facebook friends, because these are people who are secretly waiting for you to fall on your face. And I had to take that into account. And even today, like I was doing some things today, and I was like, oh, I should do Facebook Live. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm straight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want that. And
it's changing us in a principled way. And I feel in a way that is causing us to look at certain things, as this whole pandemic has been doing, though, to look at what we really value and where we want to give our attention and energy, who we want to hang out with, etc. We're going to take our first station break. I do want to give out the number. If people want to call and weigh in on the conversation, you can. 816-931-5534. 816-931-5534. If you've just joined us, this is Ebony's Bones. I'm your host, Ebony Johnson, alongside our co-host, Professor AJ Lowe. And today's show is COVID mad, because Professor AJ made a post that he wasn't going to hang around people who are not vaccinated until the pandemic or whatever is over. And he got a lot of heat from that. So if you have questions or comments about it, feel free to join in. We'll be back after these messages. We are back here on Ebony's Bones, and we have a caller. Caller, you are on the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and then go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah, my name is Raul. I'm from Kansas City. And, you know, I just had a long comment about the professor, you know, said he follows the science, as if science is something that is really settled. I just want to say, never trust people who claim that the science is settled as far as, you know, the big issues and stuff. Because science is never really settled. It's always the subject of, you know, debate. And as far as things like this vaccine, which without any proper experimentation, testing that was supposed to undergo, it came up, and, you know, people are blindly following the government and saying that it's like following the science. No, sir, science is not settled. It's just like about the global warming, you know, a big charlatan like Al Gore claims that the science is settled as far as the global warming. Another big lie. Sir, the science, the so-called science, is full of lies. please accept that from somebody who has spent more than 20 years in the sciences.
So you're saying that...
Thank you very much.
So you're saying, are you there still?
Yes.
Okay. Are you saying that the climate change is not real?
The climate change is real, but the reason for that is not carbon. The reason for that is not CO2.
What's the reason? What is the reason the ice caps are melting?
Okay, you want to get into the geology? Look at the history of the Earth. Climate change is a constant thing. It always happens.
Okay.
So I'm not going to get into the argument with you as far as the reasons for that, but...
No.
Suffice to say that this has happened many times before.
Okay, and I'm going to ask this one question. Do you think that 200 years of industrialism pumping carbons into the air, do you think that will have a residual effect on the Earth?
Yes, it has some residual effect on the Earth, but it's not in the level that they're saying. I mean, according to Al Gore, many of us in the coastal cities should be underwater right now. But they claim the science is settled. I mean, this is a big lie. Science is manipulated by the politicians, by the politics so much. You cannot believe it. Just look at the pharmaceutical companies. Look at all the drugs, the corruption in the research and all the cheating that is going on. And it's just one part of the science. I can go into many fields and describe how much lies and deception is going on, you know?
What can I ask you, sir? What aspects of the vaccine and information from you said you've been 20 years in the scientific field. What aspects of science do you study? And I say what aspects of science do you study, but I also want to know your particular take on the COVID virus and the vaccine.
Well, my field is health-related, let's say. It's health-related. And as far as the vaccine, you know, if it's so good and so nice, people would go get it themselves. You don't need to mandate it. You don't need to go through all this propaganda, all this ridiculous game in order to force people to get the jab, you know. And... It's a very, very dangerous thing. I'm really sorry for the leftist friends who really blindly follow the so-called science. I mean, my God.
I have one question.
As far as this vaccine, even Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA, this guy from the very beginning, he said these vaccines are very dangerous. He's just only one expert. I can present you with a long list of scientists, including people who have been into the vaccine research, vaccine production. I mean, I can show you people who worked for the Gates Foundation on vaccines for years. And all these people from the very beginning said, they said, don't do this. This is very dangerous. But there is a heavy, heavy censorship and a heavy, heavy propaganda. That's what's going on. That's what is deceiving the people.
All right, before you go, I have one more question. When the statistics come out and actually say that 75% of the people in the ICU that are suffering from COVID are unvaccinated, that doesn't mean anything?
Sir, you got it totally wrong. It's actually the other way around.
Really? Okay?
Just look at the case of Israel, for example, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world. Please, just research that. I mean, the Israelis themselves are saying that it's like most of the infected people, I mean, they have been saying this in the last 6 months, most of the infected people are vaccinated. And that's not the only place. I mean, please go beyond the censorship. Go beyond the propaganda. You have to do a little bit deeper research,
right,
in order to figure this out.
Are you a doctor?
Let me add one more point. You know, it's just think about it. The whole story, review that this COVID issue from the very beginning. It's obvious this is not something natural. They
Are you a doctor?
They had this program for a long, long time. Look at all the drills, you know, that the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, those people had about this exactly the same scenario.
Right. Are you a doctor in the medical field? Just out of curiosity.
Do you have to know my title? I mean, no, I don't think it's necessary.
It would lend credibility to your argument.
I told you I have worked for more than 20 years in this field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much. Please do research. I mean, listen, I love you all. I love all the people. But so many people are deceived. I mean, by God, please look into it deeply.
We appreciate you so much for calling. We're going to get another caller in here.
Yes.
And take care.
Yes,
thanks for listening to the show.
Thing. It's not going, the censorship doesn't let you to know, but there are so many of the vaxxed people who are dying, who are coming up with heart issues, with blood clot issues. There are so many of them, but the censorship is just ruthless. God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right, we have another caller. Caller, you are on the air. Please go ahead with your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
Hi, this is Lillian in Kansas City, Kansas. And I want to tell you that I totally agree with the gentleman. He has very, very good points that if you look into and do your research, you'll be able to be in agreement with what he's saying. Let's start off with the climate change. He's right. This climate change has been going on for ages since the Ice Age. Come on, guys. It's science there is science that's true on science, and then there's science, like he said, that's politicized, that's used, that's abused, that's exploded and extended to their will. And I'm talking about their will in the government. Now, the other point that he had, if you guys look into it, the vaccine. Let's go to the vaccine because he had so many good points. The vaccine, I say, this is my point of view. I say that if we're allowed to drink and it causes liver damage if you abuse it, if you're allowed to smoke and it causes lung cancer if you abuse it, if you're allowed to drive a car that can go 150 miles an hour and it's legal, then why are we forced? Why are we mandated? Why are we even punished for not wanting to get the vaccine?
We appreciate you for calling. Thanks so much for sharing your point of view and listening. All right, we have another caller. Caller, you are on the air. Go ahead. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead with your question or comment. Okay. You can call back. You can, I think something, that might have been my bad. Sorry, caller, I switched off the other caller instead of you. But give us a call back, 816-931-5534, 816-931-5534. Professor AJ?
Oh, no. What I was going to say is that to a certain level, I would agree with them. Science is not a definite, right? I'm a social scientist. My view on history and my understanding on history will change depending on the information that is presented, right? But at the same time, to ignore that, right? To say that, you know, there's people that believe that the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. There are professors that actually say that. There are instructors that actually say that. Does that mean it's true? No. Is there any merit to that statement? Honestly, no. But people are going to believe what they want to. And I'm okay with that. What I find fascinating is that a lot of our other, like, illnesses, a lot of those are taken care of as far as vaccinations. Like, for example, for a lot of kids to go to school, and I could be correct. I might be wrong because I ain't got no kids, but last time when I was in school, we had to get shots in order to go to school. And I didn't see like a super big pushback until you saw that whole anti-vax situation that happened right around the late 90s, early 2000s, and things like the measles started coming back.
We do have another caller. Caller, you can you please make sure you turn down your background? You are on the...
Okay. Oh, man, we lost them again.
Well, I think they just hung up on that one.
Oh, okay.
But you do need to turn your background down because it creates a noise that makes it hard for us to hear you clearly on air.
And again...
Feel free to give us a call back at 816-931-5534.
And again, what I find fascinating is, you know, people who don't want to get the shot, that's fine. Nobody's attacking you. I didn't say anything negative. I still have not said anything negative.
One of your commenters thought that it was a threat.
I don't understand how. How am I threatening you?
Okay, we have that caller back. Caller, you're on air. Go ahead with your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
My name is Sam. I'm calling from Kansas City.
Hey, Sam. All right, go ahead with your comment.
I just basically want to add some, I just want to take us out of crazy land here. I just want to say it's perfectly okay to excommunicate people who don't want to look out for the health of the people you love. That's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sam.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your issue. That's you. That's fine. For me, just to say, okay, well, I'm not trying to be around you. Like, I don't understand how people are feeling attacked. Like, how does me not wanting to share the same space, especially if we've never shared the same space before? And honestly, I don't know whether to be flattered or not. Because, you know, the pushback came from people saying, well, you don't understand the effects of what you're saying, or I feel like you threatened me.
There are conversations that people are having about the push to make it the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated.
I never said that.
No, I said there are conversations. And I get that. So okay. I'm speaking to the broader context that people are taking issue with the whole pitting people against one another. If you get the vaccine, if you don't get it, well, you know, we're going to make a bit of a war out of it.
And I would say this, because a lot of this I would have to blame on the previous administration because of the downplaying of this at the beginning of when it was happening. And for me, having lost a lot of people, having lost family members, having come in close to losing family members. One of my family members was one of the first cases here in Kansas City, right? So and he almost died. And when I say he almost died, I'm saying like it almost took his life in less than 48 hours. And the thought of not being able to go and see your loved one, the thought that your loved one might have to die by themselves, right? Is something that I honestly don't want nobody to go through, right? When my beloved passed, she passed in the latter half, literally the middle of December. It was towards the end of December of 2019, right before this whole situation had got started. In fact, COVID was already around, but we didn't, like, I know a lot of people who got sick and didn't know what it was. Well, my beloved, my grandmother had gotten sick, and the severity of the illness, actually, they diagnosed her with being sick, and literally less than 48 hours, she was dead. And I was there listening to her lungs fill up with fluid while the nurses told us not to touch her because she's a contaminated case. And me and my mother, and I remember holding my mother as we listened to my grandmother struggle to breathe, right? That is something I will never forget, ever. I'm trying not to get emotional about that because that right there is the reason why I don't want nobody to go through this, right? And
I think that's the thing of, I feel people agree with that. Other people agree with, they don't want to be sick either. They don't want to die either. But the way in which we go about that process is, to me, what people are really having a conversation over. Because as the first caller who called said,
you know, there's information that you're reading and researching, and I'm going to just take him at his word for what he said about his studies, you know, in science, etc. But there's information that he's reading and has researched that says negative things about vaccines, and you can't just totally dismiss that either. So I don't want to dismiss people who have legitimately had severely negative side effects to the vaccination. It is still your choice, but circling back to the original statement, it is your decision.
It is.
If you feel that the best way for you to keep your immune system and your health and well-being safe is to only hang around people in a more intimate setting that are vaccinated, then that's what you need to contend with for yourself. It really isn't so much saying another person doesn't have good reason or doesn't have alternative ways of taking care of themselves. That's just what makes you personally feel safer.
It's a personal choice. And if you want to make that personal choice, fine. But I will say this, as a social scientist, people have come to me in my class with research that says that the earth is flat, right? So I don't know what to do with that, because people have come to me with pages and pages of research that says that the earth is flat. Now, I'll just leave that alone, right? We're not going to get into that. I'm just, you know, I just find it fascinating because as a researcher, one of the things that we were taught to do in research in college was to validate your sources, right? And yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
We're going to take our last station break. If you've just joined us, this is Ebony's Bones. I'm your host, Ebony Johnson, alongside our co-host, Professor AJ Lowe. Our subject tonight is COVID mad, because Professor AJ made a post that he's not going to hang around people who are not vaccinated until this pandemic is over. And he got a flurry of comments that are still going on. If you'd like to weigh in on the matter, give us a call at 816-931-5534. 816-931-5534. And we'll be back after this. We're back here on Ebony's Bones, and we did have to get through our station breaks there, but if you want to call back with your comment, 816-931-5534, 816-931-5534. Professor AJ, during the break, you were talking about a one person's comment about people who cannot get the vaccination because of other medical reasons.
Right. One of my friends, Crystal, she can't get the vaccine because of health issues. And my brother, he got his first shot and was hospitalized. So he was like, I can't get the second one because, you know, he doesn't want to be in the hospital. And I get that. Out of the people I know, he's the one person that, and now I know two people that can't get it, you know, primarily based off of, you know, health reasons. But like, he got his and was sent to the hospital. And I remember him being in there. But here's the thing. He won't let me go and hang out with him. So it's not like, hey, you know, I can't get it because of health reasons, but come on through and we can kick it. He's like, nah, bro, I love you, but I can't see you for a while. You know, and he's just not comfortable with me coming to his house. And I get it. I'm not even mad about that, right? And again, like I said, I'm not hating on him. If that's what he wants to do, that's fine. I still love him nonetheless. I'm just saying that, you know, this is my personal choice. And again, I don't understand why my personal choice is so threatening to others.
I think for me, usually when I get defensive about what somebody says is because it threatens my own belief. I feel, let me say that it threatens my own position and my belief. I feel as if the two can't just have their own spaces, and you can rock how you want to rock and I can choose to rock how I want to rock. So a lot of times that when I get defensive, now it's the difference between being able to have a debate with different facts. And there are doctors who debate all the time about the course of medicine or what somebody should take. There are some people who have cancer and they took a more natural path and healed themselves. There are some people who have cancer and took chemotherapy and healed and was healed that way. And so both things can be true. And sometimes we don't hold the space for that in a situation where, yes, you can take care of yourself and without being vaccinated and have a great immune system. You can.
Listen.
And you can also take the vaccine and help boost your immune system to this particular virus.
Again, I don't know. I'm not getting in that lane. I don't know anything about science.
That's from an experiential and observational point of view. You know people who take all sorts of cough medicine, cough this, this, that, and the other. You know people who sweat it out and do other things. I mean, it's always more than one way. That's just a statistical fact.
Right. And I don't like taking medicine. I'm not really a fan of taking medicine, right? I've gotten sick. I remember when the swine flu was going around and I got that.
Or more specifically, drugs. Medicine can be different. There are people who consider plants medicine. Your food, was it Socrates whoever said, let your food be your medicine? And in many cases, the food that we're informing our bodies with doesn't work in harmony, and especially to the degree that we're doing that. And so things like viruses can stay in our bodies and have a much more negative effect than if we were in harmony with ourselves.
And like I said, what I find fascinating is I didn't think that I was going to get that much pushback for me choosing to have certain people around in my circle in an intimate setting. Like, and what I mean by that is people are like, well, were you going to be in a bubble? It's like, no, I'm just going to wear a mask. And that's another thing. Not everybody, but I've ran into a few people that get offended when I put a mask on around them. They walk up on me, I throw a mask on, they're like, oh, I'm vaccinated. It's like, oh, that's fine, I don't even know you. Like, that's fine. I'm still going to wear the mask, which is what I'm going to do around the people that I don't know, especially if I don't know them like that, right? But if you're coming into my house and you plan on getting comfortable, like, I'm going to put limits on that. Now, what I find fascinating is people saying, well, how dare you put limits on that? Like, oh, that's a joke.
You can't have boundaries.
Right.
I think sometimes
I don't respect your right to choose.
It's people not liking what you chose because of what they think that it goes against them or something that they chose. And I have done that and probably will do it in the future until I settle with myself and say, you know what, let them have it and let me have it. There are some things I'm going to think differently from what I think today. 10 years ago, I didn't think the same things that I agree on today. I would have argued you down about certain things about religion that I now have a totally different perspective on.
I get that because we're all evolving, even in our ideology. But at the same time, like I said, I think that not just this COVID situation, not just this COVID topic, but this whole COVID situation has really opened my eyes on what I already had assumptions on where America was, but this is taking the cake. Like, you know, where we are.
We have another caller. Caller, you are on the air. Please go ahead with your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
Blanca, and I'm calling from Missouri. So, if you feel like that about the vaccine, right, and about allowing certain people in your intimate circle, then what's the whole point behind getting the vaccine then if you're still going to limit yourself? I agree on the wearing the mask. You should do that even if you have a cold. But what's the whole point of getting the vaccine then and pushing it on people if you're still going to be weary of the effects of the virus if you do get it? And supposedly I've heard of many people who are vaccinated and they still get sick. So my question to the professor is, what's your point in isolating yourself from the rest of society? Are you picking and choosing who you think is healthy for your intimate circle?
It's a personal choice.
Yeah, that's why everyone should have a personal choice as to whether they get it or not. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. No, not debating that at all. Yeah. I'm just saying that it's a personal choice on who I choose to have around me.
And I say, don't care about what people think when you wear the mask. I don't care. I wear my mask everywhere. I sanitize my hands. I wear my gloves when I can, especially now in wintertime. So my advice to you, Professor, is don't care about what people think or say. You do you, and you protect you the way you know best how to. Because I wear my mask, and you're right. People will give you the roll of the eyes
or they'll murmur something under their nose. But I say it's all about taking care of you and how you know how to do that best. And I commend you for talking about it on the air. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. I mean, one of the things I went to my, me and my cousin and a friend, we all had lunch the other day at Jack Stack's, one of the barbecue places here in town. And one of the things I noticed is how packed the place was, and like nobody was wearing a mask and everybody was comfortable with it. And I brought that attention to the table because I still had my mask on, and I'm looking around like, you know, and it's not just eating, people are, you know, chopping it up and talking. And at one point I had seen a guy who had a dog at the table, which I thought was just wild. But one of the things,
and he wasn't blind or anything, he
no
just had a dog.
no and it was like a miniature, like, schnauzer. It wasn't even like a service dog. Like, they brought it up to the table, and I'm thinking, like, I'm never mind. Anyway, the conversation that my cousin threw out there, what he told me, he's like, you know, there's no mask mandate. According to a lot of people, COVID is over, which to me is preposterous. But then that's me, you know, like the last caller said, I'm going to choose to wear my mask everywhere. And honestly, I'm okay with wearing a mask until I die. I am so grateful that I could, you know, it's that.
See, that's the thing. As we wind down here in the last few minutes of, we still have time for another caller or two if you want to join in, 816-931-5534. That's the thing, that I don't want to get just used to wearing a mask every day. You know, I don't really want to live my life like that. Now, do I wear them? Yes, for now. But do I want to do that?
I am absolutely
like,
okay,
do I want
that.
To do that for the next 10 years? Like 10 years, you know what I mean? Et cetera. Like, just as a way of life now. We had Professor AJ and I were talking to another friend, and that friend was saying how, well, yeah, I got the vaccine, but now I don't want to keep getting booster shots either. Like, I don't even know that is actually safe to just keep getting booster shots as this keeps mutating into other strands of the virus. That's why it's called COVID-19. I mean, there are other, you know, aspects of it, but
you're talking about
from a long time? Yeah, but I'm just saying, as it can continue.
I got you.
But from a, you know, just from a way of lifestyle, it, you know, it's even the questioning of, well, how many boosters can you get?
I'm with him on that, you know, because I was watching the news the other day, and they were talking about, okay, well, will we have to get another booster for the spring? And they're like, the doctor was like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm going to put a limit on these boosters, like, because I don't get the flu shot every year. I know people who do, right? But I'm just not one of those people. Right. Eventually, that's what I had to come to terms with a while ago, is that unfortunately we're all going to get this COVID thing. Right. And for me, I'm OK with wearing my mask. I'm a traveler. I like flying. Right. I've been on so many airplanes where people do not take into consideration other people's health. I was sitting next to a dude on one flight a couple of years ago, and this guy was absolutely sick. He was clutching Hall's cough drops in both hands, and he's throwing them back and trying not to sneeze and cough and get it. Yeah, I'm okay with wearing a mask. And another thing is that one of the things that the pandemic has taught me is that a lot of people are running around here dirty. Dirty. And I'm okay with wearing that mask. Like, people don't wash their hands, you know. I'm okay with that. I'm personally fine with that. I'm going
to
keep...
Well, I don't want that to be just a normal way of life that...
And that's your choice, though.
I know you're saying, oh, you're okay with it. It, obviously, if things happen. But do you want that to be your way of life?
I mean, I don't...
Go outside and you don't... And you always have a mask on everywhere you go?
I don't really wear my mask on too many times outside unless I'm around a lot of people. I don't like being around a whole lot of people anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if, you know...
Well, since we're all turning into the metaverse...
Oh, right. I just had to say that. So I just
thanks
had to
a lot
you.
For that right there, right? We're gonna. Is the metaverse
I just had to jab you about
is,
the metaverse.
Is the metaverse
because,
circular or is
hey,
it flat?
Maybe in the metaverse there is no disease. I don't know.
Now, don't get me started on that. See, you had to throw that in there and make light of this situation.
We're gonna take this call. One last call, caller. You're on the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
Yes, this is Raul again. If it's okay. Hey, I can talk. Is it okay?
It is okay. You have a couple of minutes.
Okay. You know, I want to say, as you mentioned earlier, this was a very, very prudent point you mentioned. There is not just one way to do things. And as far as this so-called virus thing, you know, I personally have dealt with tens of people. I mean, almost 100 people. Over here in other countries that I directed them, you know, to treat themselves for the COVID. And we found many, many protocols that work, that really work. I'm really sorry for the professor's loss and all the people who have been lost in this. But maybe we should blame the ones who don't tell us the truth. I mean, when was the last time you heard from the mainstream media that they told you, take some supplements, take some vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, this kind of stuff. That's one of the best preventative measures that you can take. But no, you never heard that from the TV. You never heard that from the mainstream media. Never. They say only the vaccine is the way to go. And I mean, you don't need to be a big-time scientist or academician in order to understand this. That's like, this looks very suspicious. Why they are pushing this? Why? And what is the great reset? That Klaus Schwab always mentions that great reset. They want to reset what? Study these subjects because these are all related, okay? These are all related.
All I'm saying is it's a choice. If you want to get it, that's fine. If I'm not pushing it on anybody.
Yeah, okay, let me also mention this. If it's a choice, Professor, which is a choice, I agree with you, you guys should speak up against the mandates. Nobody from the left is against the mandate.
There are mandated vaccinations for other things. Like, this is not the only vaccine mandate that we've had.
Yes, sir. Those other mandates, they were wrong as well. But this one, instead of 10 years, they claim they spent like 2 months to make this vaccine.
That's not true. They started this in 2012. Under the Obama administration, they had already started working on a SARS situation back when SARS had popped off in China under Obama. Now it was shut down under Trump.
With all due respect, you are absolutely wrong about this. Go ahead and study this again. Since 2012, what they have studied was mRNA technology and using that maybe in the vaccines.
Isn't that what SARS is?
They were never successful. Never successful to.
Thank you, sir, for calling. We do need to wrap. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for sharing your input. We do need to wrap because the show is coming to a close. And we need to tell you to say stay tuned for Professor AJ. He's hot now. Stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spritzer and then later the Classical Challenge. Just look, everybody, just take care of yourself the best way you know how.